This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, that's still our mission, and thank you for joining in. It requires that we all be in. It's not a Republican or a Democratic thing. It's about the United States thing. And lest we lose sight of this, it would seem that, in the nature of controversy and the way the media works, as we were discussing earlier in the first hour, you've got to have a protagonist and antagonist. And this seems to work out well. In this, what do you want to call it, this divisive culture that we're in. But to what end? How is that serving us? If we can't find something to get behind and unite behind, we're just shooting ourselves in the foot. I mean, we elected a new president here to make some changes. And meanwhile, half of the country is being dragged along here because they cannot seem to find something to agree on with this administration, like everything was working so perfectly. When 7 out of 10 said, look, we're on the wrong track. Well, we got to do something different if we're going to get on the right track, right? Well, this next soundbite here that we have is from Trey Gowdy. As I mentioned, he's one of my favorites. And he says that all the energy that the Dems had today, this was yesterday, on General Flynn was because they've been on an 8-year vacation from oversight. Listen to what he said.
What are your thoughts on Mike Flynn and the fact that he had to resign and discussions that he may have had with the Russian government about sanctions that we had against them? What's your take?
My take is that the commander-in-chief, the president, and the vice president have the right to rely on advisors that provide them the unadulterated, complete, whole truth. And it's unfair to the president and the vice president to give them anything other than that. I have never met General Flynn. People that I know that respect him respect his service to the country, and I would join that. But you have to tell the truth to your boss all the time.
Understood. Are you surprised that this information, the transcript of this phone call, got out? That somehow, and now it's being perhaps pointed at former Obama officials who may have leaked this information. And I think about the fact that you wanted very much transcripts of conversations that had to go from the White House to the consulate in Benghazi, and you never got them.
Well, thank you for remembering that. My Democrat colleagues have amnesia. I will say this. They are very well rested because for 8 years they didn't lift a finger to do oversight. So all that energy you saw today at their press conference, that's because they went on an 8-year long vacation from doing oversight over the executive branch. So I am all for the committees of jurisdiction looking into it. I'm also for looking into how classified information can make its way into the public domain. That is not a Republican issue. It's not a Democrat issue. It's a legal issue.
Well, it's just that, isn't it? I mean, it is, as we've been saying, it's not about a Democrat or Republican, because whatever, see, I don't know. I guess what's partially frustrating here is the Democrats, for the sake of ideology, as David Horowitz said, they're willing to fall on their sword all the time. But it's like, okay, but what are we constructing here? To what end? After everything is all said and done, just because your guy, your gal's not in the Oval Office? That's what this is about? Or is it about something that will actually work for this country? I mean, you're supposed to serve the interest of its constituents, not sit there and bicker and fight and drag things out. And I say this to both sides, okay? But, you know, when is it going to stop? When are we going to work together? Because we've got a lot of work to be done on health care, on our immigration system. Oh, and let's not even talk about the threats and that we got a Russian, you know, some are calling it a spy ship, but it's certainly a surveillance operation of some sort that's 70 miles off the coast of Delaware. It's international waters, so supposedly no harm, no foul. And here we are. We're using the Russians as the proverbial boogeyman these days. But, you know, all this stuff is happening around. And meanwhile, our government is in disarray. All because they don't like Donald Trump, and they don't like who the people voted into office. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Stay with us. We got more coming up.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
That's all the things that are most important to us, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we're talking about, and we're bringing the experts on so that we get it out of the realm of opinion, okay? Let's get the facts. Let's pursue the truth, no matter where it leads us. And this is why right now, for example, we got John Whitehead with us. John is a constitutional attorney, an author, founder, and president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America, The War on the American People. John, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, fine, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm like you. You've been warning about this for a long time. And here it is, for the sake of people within our government who just absolutely hate Donald Trump, and to the point, it's almost like they hate our democracy as well, because all that's tossed aside. David Horowitz this morning talked about it's not about a policy fight. It's about ideology. I mean, are we setting ourselves up for a civil war here, John?
Oh, I think, I would call it civil unrest. In fact, I would say my column this week, people should go, is called Coming Soon to a City Near You, the U.S. Military Plans to Take Over America.
Right.
I don't know if you saw that, but there's a 5-minute video the Pentagon has issued saying that by 2030 they're going to be taking over the major cities they see breakdown coming. Mm-hmm. So it's almost as if, I'm not saying they're wishing for it in some realms of government, but they're predicting it and they're training for it.
Yeah,
so,
and what is the rest of the government doing? Yeah, and what's the rest of the government, John, doing in order to halt that? If anything, they seem to be exacerbating.
They seem to be pushing to do it. Yeah,
exactly.
So I would say go to our website Rutherford.org, and you can actually download the video. Watch it. It's 5 minutes long. It was done by supposedly an anonymous director. He will not say who he is, but it's definitely a Hollywood director. So it's really well done, but it presents the picture of Americans as crazy, out of control, and they're going to take over the major cities, and they're also predicting economic breakdown in the country. So if there's any time, I'm telling you right now, I've been researching this for 40 years. If there's any time I've seen a crack in what I would call our republic, it's right now. So you better, I'm telling people, get educated, figure out what you can do to protect yourself, because something is coming down and it ain't going to be pretty, folks.
Yeah, I mean, we see, the college campuses at UC Berkeley, what happened there, bonfires that are taking place across the country. You got Yale now taking on, as part of Black History Month, their champions now are the Black Panthers. And you go, what got mistranslated in history that you would want to honor the Black Panther Party?
Well, here's the point. Why do away with historical monuments? They may not be perfect. I mean, Bill, if they did a monument of you or me, they may find out 100 years later we weren't perfect.
Right.
So why are they, again, I look at those things, and I may not disagree with some of the monuments, but it's history. Deal with it. Educate people, but It's like, as I talk in my book, Battlefield America, Orwell's theory, George Orwell, who wrote 1984, by it's a bestseller, by the way, now. People are finally waking up and reading it.
Yeah.
He said that what they were going to do in the future, they were already doing it in his time, he thought. They were limiting the amount of words and thoughts we could have, which means it limits what we think and how we deal with things. So we're seeing across, the board. There's certain words. Listen. One of the biggest solid professions now on college campuses is psychiatry. 25% of American college students now have been diagnosed with a mental disease. I don't know if you saw that report.
No, I didn't see it.
But you know what it is? They heard a word.
Yeah.
And they're crying. I had a lady the other day who I've known for years, intelligently. She has two daughters. She says, I'm so worried about Trump. I said, well, what's he done now? She says, my two daughters can't sleep at night because of Trump. And I said, but why? And she couldn't tell me why.
Right, exactly.
So there's this image that's been planted in our brains and agitated and stuff like that. And I'm saying planted, but, and we see it with this Flynn situation that's occurring, but there's
this. And I want to get into that a little bit more. John, once again, we're reminded that it's never the act as much as it is the lie, is it?
I agree. Yeah. And what I'm trying to tell people is stuff. Listen, you know me. I've sued the president. I've sued government for 40 years. I've been in and out of Washington D.C. I've dealt with former NSA agents who tell me, they sit down and talk to me, and they say, John, it's worse than you think inside government. Mm-hmm. It's much worse than you think. And I know agents who are living on borders now, and they have planned escape routes. They tell me this.
Right.
They could actually walk across the border and they're out of America.
Mm-hmm.
They're nervous about what might be occurring. And it hasn't got anything to do with Trump. It's the government that's already been there for many, many years. If you know, it came out during all those emails of Hillary Clinton. This FBI memo was leaked. It's talked about what they call the seventh floor group, this thing called the deep state, which runs the country.
Yes.
Basically. That was the FBI saying that. So there's a lot of things going on that if you're watching the nightly news, you're not listening to people like Bill Martinez who hits real issues and some of the other so-called alternative news sites, you're going to be asleep.
Exactly.
So you're going to have to wake up, start listening, seeing what, you know, and again, if you want to just discuss the Flynn thing, we can for a few minutes. Here's the thing, and I know this to be true. Everything that you do, whether you're a government official, you or I, online, on our phones right now, is being watched and recorded. They're creating algorithms. Amazon, all those groups are watching everything we're doing. They work with the government. Amazon built a $600 million intelligence cloud for all the intelligence agencies. They work with the CIA, NSA. When you're buying stuff from Amazon, you're going on watching Amazon movies. They're creating a profile, what they call a psychological profile of you now.
Right, exactly.
So I'm surprised when Flynn's making a phone call or doing emails, he didn't know people were watching.
Yeah.
And we're going to report it. I mean, it seems like, well, do I want to say a lapse in intelligence?
Yeah, exactly.
When I see these things, I'm going, what was Flynn thinking was going to happen?
Right.
They're listening to everything you're doing, folks. Again, the police have stingray devices, Department of Homeland Security. They're little devices set in the police car. They act as fake cell phone towers. They drive in front of your home. They get all your information.
Mm. And who knows? He could have been on a directive by the president.
He could have been, yeah.
By the president, and you know, but all this stuff, unfortunately, like you said, it got leaked out, which was illegal, and technically you've got Flynn is not part of the government. This is before he becomes officially part of the government. He's a private citizen like you and me.
Yeah, they're watching everything you're doing. I'm telling you, every it's getting worse. You know, most of your major chains now, like Walmart and stuff, they're getting ready to put facial recognition cameras on the entrance doors. They're going to be studying your face when you walk in. Look at the ceiling in your store when you walk in. There's those little black they're called globes. Those are the surveillance cameras. They're watching everything you're doing. And they're reporting it to the government, by the way.
Well, Big Brother is here.
Big Brother is definitely here. Big Sister.
Exactly. No doubt about it. Our conversation with John Rutherford, John Whitehead with Rutherford Institute continues. You know, I knew, and every once in a while I will make that mistake, John, so forgive me. I will transpose those two because the Rutherford Institute and John Whitehead are so, they're so branded, so forgive me. He's a constitutional attorney, and we've got more from John on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dentists, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, welcome back, America. Just the way you like me, fresh every day. 3 hours coming at you, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. on these 280-plus affiliates that we have around the world via shortwave as well. However which way you connect with us, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Our conversation with John Whitehead with Rutherford Institute continues. John, as I said, I wanted to wrap up, and conclude, give a concluding statement regarding this Michael Flynn situation. We lost a good man here. I mean, somebody who was loyal to the president. Here it is for the sake of a leak, which is, I think, serious. I think Sean Spicer was right the other day in telling the media that they're missing the bigger story here, and that is that we had laws that are broken. People's privacy rights have been violated, which you would think the Democrats have been, almost leading the way. But in this particular case, because it doesn't serve their purpose and it embarrasses the president, they think that's one for them and not, forget about we the people, right?
I agree. It's a political move. It's a way to do one more jab. But the point is that I've talked to government officials. I warned them, anything you do, if you've got all you need is one enemy in the government somewhere in the intelligence system, they can leak stuff.
Right.
I see Donald Trump tweeting and all the things he's doing. He's using his personal phone, by the way. Oh. He better be careful. Right. That what happened to Hillary Clinton.
Exactly.
Right. I think some of the advisors around the president need to be a little more astute and sit down and say, hey, it's time to watch some of this stuff because, again, anything that you're doing on the side, listen, Amazon Echo, I don't know if it's a speaker system that sets your room. It's recording
exactly,
everything
right.
you're hearing. There's all
right.
kinds of articles out there on it, and it's reported to the government. What you say in your own home now, the privacy of your own home. So be careful when your phone's on. If you're joking around, I mean, I have friends who joke around and say, I'm getting me a gun and I'm going out in the streets.
Right.
I'm saying if you say that around your phone, you may get a visit from the police because the FBI admits they your phone's a listening device. They admitted that.
Well, unless you're Madonna, you can't get away with that, right?
You can't get away with it. No, I'm not sure she's getting away with it either. So they might have something on her.
Yeah, exactly.
And blackmail happens in government. I've seen it over and over and over. And you lose good people in these processes. Mm-hmm. But, again, I think that they need to be instructed properly that, hey, be careful what you're saying and doing on your phones or on the – give you an idea. I had an intelligence officer visit me not too long ago. He came into my room. He said, I can't sit anywhere where cell phones are to have this talk. I said, okay. So we went into my conference room, and there was a landline in there. He went over and unhooked. He unhooked the thing you hold in your hand,
right.
the receiver,
yeah, right. yeah.
and set it down. I said, are you trying to tell me something? He just rolled his eyes. Now, he may be paranoid or crazy, but I think he was trying to tell me something. Anything you say on that phone near that phone is going to be picked up now.
Exactly.
Listen. I research these. If people go to our website, you'll see I write on this stuff all the time. They have really high technological devices, the government now. They're using them. There's a sort of a paranoia about American citizens. Americans are, if you don't like the government, you're considered an extremist now. Obama issued memos saying that. Mm-hmm. The government's watching you.
And how many Obama people do we still have involved in the bureaucracy right now? We're seeing them exposed.
That bureaucracy, by the way, in Washington, D.C., it stays there. Many of the people who were Obama supporting stuff are still working for the government. They don't go away. They're lifetime employees.
So be careful, Mr.
Flynn or Mr. Trump or whoever up there.
Exactly.
Watch what you're doing because they'd like to debunk you.
Well, In your website, you also talk, there's so many topics that you're focused on that everybody needs to check out, but I particularly wanted to highlight free speech. This seems to be something more and more that's being talked about, whether we're talking about college campuses, comedians on stage, in every venue here, it's all being challenged. I mean, it's almost like what my old mentor used to say in terms of being so open-minded. You can be so open-minded that your brains are falling out, and I think we're beyond that right now, John, with some of this stuff.
We're beyond free thinking, yes. We moved in. The future generation coming out of college, and I talk to them, okay? They don't say the G word, which is guns.
Yeah, right.
I'm going, what in these going through your head?
Right.
when they come in, law students in my summer program, they can't tell me what's in the First Amendment or the Fourth Amendment. They don't know. These are law students.
Wow.
They're not teaching them the Bill of Rights. Many schools now across the country are not going back beyond 1877 to discuss historical documents. Well, what... you got the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence. Those are pretty important documents. Most Americans have not even read it now. We think it, students have been asked about the Declaration of Independence on college campuses. Someone reads parts of it. They call it dangerous literature.
Amazing.
This is the founding document of America. So you talk about free speech. Yeah, they're dumbing us down, and I think that's intentional. Mm-hmm. If you have a population that doesn't know how to think, how to debate, and we don't, and we're losing that, on the college campuses especially, and that's your future generation coming out of school. They look at me, and I have them in my summer intern program. I've had them actually tell me within the first 2 weeks, this is a weird place. I've never heard these things. I'm going, wait a minute. You haven't been trained in the basics of the Constitution. You haven't. You're afraid to say certain words that used to be that are in the Constitution. How in the world are we going to function in this world? Well, they're not going to function. They're, exactly. They're living in an alternate universe, many of these people. And well, you look like a radical if you say, I believe in free speech. Listen, I don't agree with that guy on the street corner, but I'll get out there and defend him. He may sound crazy to you, but he has a right. They don't believe in free speech. They
exactly.
want to shut it
right.
down now. They're teaching a whole generation of college students to do away with free speech.
Right. Well, microaggression now has been entered into what Merriam-Webster's new edition dictionary.
Yep.
So microaggression is now part of it. And boy,
yep.
I'll tell you, that is huge, John.
I agree. They're raising a generation. Orwell predicted it, by the way. And again, in my book Battlefield America, I go into Orwell quite a bit. But and at the time I wrote the book, no one was reading the book.
Right.
Listen, I got interviewed by a group of college students lately on issue, and I mentioned Orwell's book. This was about 2 months ago before it kind of got hot. And they didn't even know what the book was about. They said, what is this book about? I've never heard of it.
Wow.
I said, you've never heard of 1984 with George Orwell? They said, no, what's the book about, Mr. Whitehead?
Okay.
And I'm going, we're not teaching the classics anymore?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, they don't read Mark Twain anymore? I mean, it's being banned in schools? So what kind of generation are we going to have coming out of school? They're not going to be thinkers.
Well,
so
exactly. There's no critical thought.
It wants to control people. Yeah.
Exactly. No critical thought. And as you say, the way they express themselves is through feeling and emotion, and they're confused when they're confronted with substance, John.
And they're in a psychiatrist's office because they heard someone say an awful word like guns?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to be kidding me. Where are we at in this country? I'm telling people, if you either wake up in your local communities and get active and start passing some codes and stuff saying, hey, we're not putting up with this stuff anymore, okay?
Mm-hmm.
While this stuff is going on, young people police are arriving at people's doors and are getting stunned to death. People are still getting shot. None of that's being covered in the mainstream media. It's all about this other stuff. But there are some other important issues going on out there we're not talking about.
Well, and this is the thing that we need to keep up front. This is why I appreciate you coming on, John, to remind everybody about what's happening. What is the real world out there that people are dealing with? The only people that run into it are the people that actually are confronted with it. And, they're amazed that the media is not picking up on it. Their story is not carried forth. It stays and it dies right there in that zip code.
It exactly does, and they want everything to die. They don't want you to think. A thinking citizenry is the worst enemy of a state that's moving toward authoritarianism, and there's no doubt America's moving in that direction.
Well, I'm concerned, John, as I said at the onset, that we may be on the brink of a civil war. And,
I agree.
It'll be a different type of civil
war. Pentagon video, they're predicting by 2030 there's going to be a total breakdown in this country, and that military is going to have to take over.
We'll remind everybody where they can go to find out more information.
Go to our website at Rutherford.org. And this week, coming soon to a city near you, you need to read that commentary. And you can actually watch that video. It's stunning.
And get your hands on John's book, Battlefield America, The War on the American People and a Government of Wolves, The Emerging American Police State. More appropriate than ever. John Whitehead on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Bill.
How would you like to pay less taxes? Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases, a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. This is Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern. Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. And whether you like the results of the November election, clearly there has been a disturbance in the force when you talk about small business. I am hearing from all my resources that small business owners are rather bullish on America these days. And they are significantly more confident, is what we understand, about the national economy. This according to the results from the Union Bank Annual Small Business Economic Survey released here today. The 18th annual survey also found that hiring is on the rise, with more business owners planning to offer permanent full-time positions in 2017, while interest in contractors and temporary position wanes. Union Bank conducted the survey from December the 12th, 2016 to January the 3rd of this year, compiling results from nearly 700 small business owners in California, Oregon, and Washington State. The previous small business economic survey was conducted in January 2016. Here to tell us more about it is the managing director and head of business banking for Union Bank, Todd Hollander. Todd, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks a lot.
Hey, good to have you on. This is good news here. We've been seeing this, and we hear and have heard anecdotally that small business is excited about their prospects. But you have some empirical data to share with us now.
We sure do. We've been doing this survey for a long time, and we've been on a steady increase since the Great Recession of 2008. And this year, 53% of the respondents consider the national economy to be headed in the right direction, and that's and nearly 60% believe that the economic outlook for their local states has also improved. It's encouraging to see more small business owners holding a positive view of the U.S. economy compared to last January. Well, more than half believe the economy was going in the wrong direction.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, that confidence is essential for job growth and expansion.
Well, Todd, outside of the anecdote, outside of the empirical data, anecdotally, when you have people that feel good about it and their attitude is right, you started to see this wave of energy bubbling after the November elections. And I heard, from different bankers that they were getting more small business inquiries than they had in a long time. Is this what the survey confirmed?
Well, the survey confirmed that we have a steady increase in optimism that we felt. I think definitely the stock market has gone crazy since the election, and I think that the general small business outlook has also improved. It's an 11-point increase, like we said, in the national economy is headed in the right direction. With regard to your question about access to credit, it's remained steady over the last 2 years. But the only negative thing we could take from the survey is the business owners are divided on how they're going to take a rise in interest rates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I was going to. I want you to unfold that a little bit more for us. Is that how prepared are business owners? Because you got to see Janet Yellen and the Fed are saying, look, it's their goal to raise interest rates maybe 2-3 more times this year.
Right. So, the interest rates are, a tool to help put fuel into the economy or help slow it down a little bit. And the percentage of small business owners that are increasing pricing has declined slightly, 26% in 2016 versus 29% in last year. And this is the first decline of its kind since 2012. So I think if we continue to see inflation, business owners are going to have to raise their prices, and we'll see what the market will bear. But I think our business owners are more conservative than they were before the Great Recession. They're holding a lot more cash. So I think that most of them are better prepared than they might think for a rise in interest rates, because that won't happen unless the economy is going well.
Well, and some of that could be balanced out by the lessening of some of these, these government regulations, including, I don't know, they keep talking about, repealing Dodd-Frank, but I think this is going to take a little bit more time. But some of these other easement of regulations that seem to be a little bit more immediate could help balance out any kind of interest adjustment, don't you think?
Yeah, I think my personal view is that less regulation, the more we let, the free market system take hold, the better off we're all going to be. So I think if we have a better economy, people are making more money, they can afford to pay higher interest rates, and we'll get to a more normalized state than we've seen in the past 8 years.
Yeah, I'm with you with that thinking as well, Todd. How did minority business owners fare in 2016?
Well, minority business owners fared well. They're as if not more optimistic than others. They're more prepared to hire permanent employees than the rest. The rest of the population is also continuing to hire. They're going to hire more and more permanent employees. That was even more the case for our minority survey respondents.
Well, kind of touching back again on regulations, I've got to imagine, Todd, that, and of course, one of the big anchors in small business has been, Obamacare, our national health care system. I think healing that will go a long way in, keeping the jets on full blast for small business growth and excitement, don't you think?
Yeah, I think the less we restrict businesses, the better off we'll be.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that Union Bank, as you say, has been doing this, for a number of years. I'm talking about the survey. And again, this seems to be an important thing and focus of Union Bank. We appreciate the effort that goes into it because this is no small thing. I mean, this is a good commitment from Union Bank to do this on behalf of small businesses.
Yeah, well, it's good for, I think the business population or the small business population is very interested in it. It's also good for us too. Small business is very, very important for Union Bank and allows us to take the pulse of our important client base. If the listeners would like to go into deeper depth on the survey, we have it on our website, www.unionbank.com, or just come into a local office and we'll be glad to give you access and just remind all your listeners that we are open for business.
Exactly. Well, and this keeps you connected with a small business. I mean, it puts you on, an expert level, a playing field in a sense, because you know what's happening there. You've brought all this information together to help these small businesses, and this helps give them a leg up, doesn't it?
It sure does. And, another thing it does for us is the more optimistic the business owners are, the more we can invest in the programs and the products and services that we have. So we're tied together. So it's keeping a pulse on the outlook of our small business owners not only helps how we serve them, it also helps how we serve the rest because so much of our economy is reliant on the small business population.
Well, Todd, where can the good folks go for more information?
Again, www.unionbank.com. And please visit our site, and we'd be glad to talk to you. So thank you so much for this opportunity to talk to your listeners.
And, of course, don't hesitate to go into your local Union Bank. They got the information there, and you can build a relationship with your local banker, which is most important as well. Right, Todd?
Absolutely. Thanks for saying that. We are open for business, and one of the things we love to do is serve the small business community.
Todd, I like that. Open for business. Boy, that nothing encourages me more than to hear a banker say we're open to business and we're excited about small business in the United States of America. Todd Hollander on Bill Martinez Live. Todd, good information here. Thank you so much for sharing and all the hard work that Union Bank puts together on behalf of small business.
Thank you, Bill. This has been a pleasure.
Okay, have a good day. Todd Hollander, Managing Director and Head of Business Banking for Union Bank, with the information from their just-released survey on a small business economic survey, which is finding entrepreneurs more optimistic. Most West Coast small business owners are optimistic that the national economy is headed in the right direction, an 11-point jump from the previous survey. Again, he reminds us that you can go to unionbank.com, that's unionbank.com, or stop in and see a local banker there at the Union Bank close to you for more information. And, I tell you, this information is very, very helpful, and it's exciting, for a small business here that encourages all of us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Stay with us. 18 before the top of the hour.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Hey, don't let them tell you that your opinion doesn't count. I mean, this has been the problem in our country. It's been a growing concern. We talked a little bit about this with John Whitehead with the Rutherford Institute, and that is, our First Amendment right, why it is so important. If we stifle the conversation and we get dumbed down in the process, there is so much that is lost along the way, and I believe America is suffering for that even today. We'll set that aside for a moment because I've got something really exciting to share with you. Nat Geo, the National Geographic Channel, has just done a great job with their Wild series, and they've got something really special. Again, I always look forward to their specials, and the focus starting next Monday is Big Cat Week. It's going to premiere starting Monday, February the 20th, 9 Eastern, 8 Central, on Nat Geo Wild. And we're honored to have with us, two of the people that are going to be featured in one of the days here on The Soul of the Cat. Derek and Beverly Jobert are National Geographic Explorers in Residence. They're founders of the Big Cats Initiative and renowned Big Cat filmmakers. Their new film, Soul of the Cat, which compares big cats to domestic cats, is going to be shown during Big Cat Week on Nat Geo Wild, which kicks off, like I said, starting next Monday. Derek and Beverly, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hey, Bill, thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
Hello, Bill.
Hello. Hey, how exciting. I mean, this film that that you produced, and of course, you've been producing films for a long time, but to be part of Big Cat Week is just real special, isn't it, Derek?
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's that center point in the year where people can, via National Geographic, get all the news on big cats. Mm-hmm. There's such a following of big cats, and it's nice to have it all clustered into one week.
And Derek and I have been focused on cats now for 35 years, forming, you know, everything from lions, leopards, and cheetah. And so we then saw that there was an issue and then started the Big Cat Initiative with National Geographic.
Well, when you say there's a big issue, unfold that for us, if you would.
Well, the big issue is that these cats are declining. 60 years ago, there were 450,000 lions, and now they're down to 20,000. Cheetahs have gone down to 7,800. And then, of course, leopards have gone down to 50,000 from 700,000. So it really is a 90% decline on the cats.
Well, Derek, when Nat Geo sets a week aside for something like this, and of course, you're at your movie, your film is going to be shown on Wednesday of Big Cat Week. Does this feel, you feel like all your efforts, I mean, as Beverly just said, you know, this has been a 35-year journey. Do you have some sense of validation when this goes on?
Well, we do, you know, Bill. It was funny because when we started talking about the decline of big cats about 15 years ago, all the scientists were saying there's no problem with big cats. I don't know what you're going on about. And very quickly it revealed that, in fact, as Beverly says, these 95% decline. But it's a bittersweet pill because I'd far rather that we were wrong, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And, putting it out on this platform is fantastic, and we've got to thank National Geographic for the support. But it is wonderful. And through the Big Cats Initiative, actually, we've now got funding for 95 projects across 27 countries. So we are having an impact, and we are seeing the positive impact of this platform.
Mm-hmm. Beverly, the photography, the ability to film these big cats, I mean, it is so majestic and wonderful that sometimes you might miss the point. And I know that the message is so important, though there you are. I mean, you're telling the story, but it is all wrapped up into this gorgeous background and the story of big cats. And I only bring that up because I've caught myself in the past, you know, so admiring the cinematography or the photography of it that somehow the message gets lost. And I realize this has to probably be some consideration and balance that you and Derek consider, right?
Well, you know, when we're out there, we are living the life. We become part of the system. Mm-hmm. And we get totally wrapped up, in a lion pride or an individual leopard. And so we start to feel what is happening to them on a daily basis. Our emotions are riding sort of a roller coaster swing all the time. And I think what we try and do, first of all, Derek does all the cinematography and then I do the photography. Mm-hmm. But, what we do when we're editing and putting the film together is we are very aware of that emotional ride because that's the one way to be able to tell the story. And hopefully the film will be able to touch people's hearts around the world. Mm-hmm. And so that is key for us.
Well, Derek, the title, Soul of the Cat, as Beverly just unveiled for us, what was the driving force and thinking of titling it such?
Well, you know, Bill, very often we relegate animals to the sort of category of being numbers. So we spoke early on about the falling numbers of these big cats. And so today we've got 20,000 lions left, but they're not just 20,000 lions. And many of our films have reached in to find those personalities and individual characteristics and go further. And what we've tried to do in this film is drill down into the very soul or the essence of what makes up these cats. And actually by looking at the domestic cat as well, which is so, so familiar to many people around the world. And yet, they really are mirrors or indicators into the behavior of these big cats.
Mm-hmm.
Who seems so elusive to us. So it really was capturing that very essence, the soul of the cat, right across all the species.
Well, and I think that the timing, what Nat Geo did in placing your film right smack dab in the middle of this crown jewel and this expression of the story, I think was perfectly set up. You may think it was serendipitous or something, or you know, I'm sure the producers probably said, hey, look, we've been planning on this for a long time, and we were fortunate to have the presentation of what Derek and Beverly Joubert were bringing to us, right?
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, so many of these films that we work on for so long. One of our early films, Eternal Enemies, we worked on for nearly 7 years.
Wow.
So you're right. The timing of this seems like a perfect storm.
Exactly. Well, Beverly, it's for millions of years, you think about how big cats have stood atop the food chain, as some would say, treasured icons of the wild, and we have a deep ancient connection, so to speak, with these revered predators. You can't help but admire them and at the same time fear them. And now we find ourselves fighting for them, right? Beverly, are you there? Did we lose him? Okay. All right. Okay, Derek, are we still connected with you? Okay, we must have. Well, we get reconnected and figure out what happened here with our connection with the Joberts. Big Cat Week on Nat Geo, as I said, this is the 7th annual Big Cat Week that will be premiered starting on Monday. It is a week-long event in partnership with National Geographic Society's Big Cats Initiative, and it aims to raise awareness of the plight of big cats. Just to give you a rundown of the programming here, starting on Monday, it's Storm Cats, and this will start airing at 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central. And it's about, Storm Cats is about Africa's big cats and how they lead a predictable life. They are masters of the dry terrain. However, for 8 intense weeks, violent storms transform their world, shattering their routine. Storm Cats follows the lives of 2 generations of big cats during the fleeting wet season in arid Botswana. And then on Tuesday, you've got Jaguar, the super cat. That will air at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central. And of course, you can go to your local listings to make sure that you have it set aside and you DVR it if you have to. But in Jaguars, South America's supreme predator, but they're also one of the most elusive animals on the planet. And this will be a great chance to see them up close and personal like. In Ultimate Rivals, cat versus dog, a competition for survival unfolds in the plains of South America. And I'm saying South America, Southern Africa. And both cats and dogs bring their own unique arsenal of weapons and tactics to the playing field. Yet it's not just a catty-dog world in the grasslands. Lion eat cheetahs, jackals eat lion, cubs, hyenas eat whatever they can get their paws on. It's the circle of life kind of thing, right? And then as we talked about with the Joberts, you got the Soul of the Cat, which will be airing on Wednesday, next Wednesday, the 22nd. That will be at 10 o'clock, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 9 Central. And as we say, it was produced by world-renowned filmmakers Beverly and Derek Joubert. The Soul of the Cat looks at the parallels between domestic cats and their wild cousins. On Thursday, you have Kings of the Kill, 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central in Africa's Serengeti. Lions, leopards, and cheetahs, oh my, employ different hunting techniques to catch and kill their prey. Leopards exercise stealth. Cheetahs unleash incredible speed, but lions have the greatest hunting advantage of all, the strength of a pride. And on Friday, it wraps up with African Cats. That will air at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central. Boy, I'll tell you, some good stuff here. This is Disney Nature's African Cats captures the real-life love, humor, and determination of the majestic Kings of the Savannah. And this is narrated by Samuel Jackson, by the way. The story features an endearing lion cub, a fearless cheetah, and a proud leader of a lion pride who must defend his family from a rival lion and his son. We're grateful for Nat Geo and this effort. And Big Cat Week starts next week on Natural Geographic's Wild Channel.
Life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
Hi, this